Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast, can't call it a radio program anymore, according to higher-ups, is for December the 18th, 2021, and we're going to be looking at the word cult. Oh, boy, is this one loaded with, a stupidity, assumption, and presumption. And basically, it's a very interesting word. Some people regard it as great. Some people regard it as terrible. I've often been what I teach called a cult, and I've been called a cult leader. I'm not a cult leader. I don't lead anyone doing anything. So let me give you the definitions, and then we're going to talk a little bit about it, and I've got a couple of questions about it. In fact, this subject brings up more question than any other in emails that I receive from people who listen to the program. The cult, a system of religious belief and devotion directed towards a particular figure or object. Well, let me think. That could be the Catholic Church with their Pope. And it's usually Catholics that say that Aspire, me, is a cult. That could be the President of the United States. That could be the government. That could be just about anything. Could be your lover, your friends. You know, it could be anything. A system of religious belief and devotion directed towards a particular figure or object. That could be just about anything. Okay? That's a cult. I don't even understand the nature of all that. A relatively small group of people having religious beliefs or practices regarded by others as strange or sinister. Well, you could look at the teachings of Buddha, Jesus, even Lhotse, and say, well, they're strange, strange beliefs and practices regarded by who? Who? Others? Who are these others? And what makes them strange or sinister at all? Where is that? Who is to say? Is Satan worshiping a cult? Is God worshiping a cult? Is superheroes worshiping a cult? Is a political fanatic a cult follower? What are we talking about here? Another one, a misplaced or excessive admiration for a particular person or thing. A cult of personality surrounding leaders. Well, that could certainly be Jesus. That could certainly be Buddha. That could certainly be a Trump. That could certainly be anyone in our society who does rock and roll or is in the music business who people will trample all over to get to the stage. That could be that, you know. There you are, a person or thing that is popular or fashionable, especially among particular section of society, a cult film, cult leader. Anyway, there you go. You could throw that word at anyone. The one that I think resonates the most to me is a system of religious belief and devotion directed towards a particular figure or object. I mean, that probably, I don't know. Anyway. That's the definitions of cult. I want to go to the first question, and it comes from Kay in Los Angeles, and she's been a long, long, long time listener and watcher of Aspire. She said, are you a cult? Now, you got to understand Kay a little bit before you understand the nature of this question. Kay is a Catholic. She's a practicing one, and so to her, what I teach is intriguing, but it also at the same time goes against her Catholicism, so it's looked at as a cult. And she goes into, she went to her priest and had him listen and watch a little bit of my my offerings, and he said, "Oh, definitely, the man's a cult." So this is a word thrown around by people who are very ignorant, basically don't know what their, you know, their own cult following is. Catholicism, in my opinion, is truly a cult following. I don't have a problem with it. You know, I look at it. If you want to join a cult of Catholicism, you join a cult of Catholicism. What the heck? And do they have any kind of particular religious beliefs that are strange? Yeah, to me, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of sinister stuff going on in most religions, but that's why they're there, because people like all that. It isn't that they're going to get anything to evolve spiritually, and people need something to believe in. They need something that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. That's the way they think. So they're going to go for anything that is culty, something that believes in the second coming of Jesus, or the second coming. Lately, I've heard of JFK Jr., the QAnons waiting for him to arrive. And there's all sorts of crazies out there, all sorts. And social media, well, that's opened up the door to a lot of crazy. And there's always been crazy in our country. I don't know about others, but I know there has been in our country. So I look at it and I think, well, you know, if you are the type of person that needs that kind of conspiracy theory about life, about love, about awakening, then you need that. Anything that is new and different, or ancient and tried and true, in the sense of things like Zen, are considered cult. But you know, that's just a name thrown. It's like calling people names. And Kay wants to know, am I a cult? No. I make sure that my group is very small. I like that. That way I can help people better. I can do more one-on-one work with people. I am not their ideal. Now, what a person does with another person, in their mind, in their attitudes, in their beliefs, is up to them. I'm not responsible for how you hear me and how you see me, or what you can understand of me. I'm not responsible for any of that. That is your assumption and presumption. So you need to look at your own mind and ask yourself, am I looking for someone to lead me? And is that someone going to be the person that's going to take me out of my whatever, maybe your misery or your misunderstanding, or get you to heaven? These are cult minds, minds that are looking for nirvana, a better place to live, maybe a new conjecture, a new opinion, and then trying to make those opinions appear to be true or logical or sensible or whatever, none of which I qualify for, because what I teach is beyond being sensible. If I were to turn it on and do what a lot of religious leaders do, I would be saying such things as follow me, or follow what I say, and you will have nirvana, you will have heaven, there's a better world, da-da-da-da-da-da. All of that stuff would be going on and on and on. And that's basically what a cult is all about, is to gather people together that believe in a deity, in a belief that they find veneration in, and they are addicted to the idea of belonging to a group like that. And that's what they want to do. And if you want to do that, you want to do that. I mean, well, who am I to say you shouldn't? But it has dangers to it, in the sense of not the cult, but what it does to your own mind, and how it retards your ability to awaken. And I, yes, use the word retard, because that's exactly what it is. It's a form of mental retardation. that occurs when I can't be aware, when I can't sit in silence and be quiet. Kay, come on. You know, if you're jockeying around for some kind of, should I meditate with Greg or work upon myself with Greg or should I stay Catholic? You're too old to change. Most people just can't change. So just stay where you are, live it out until you can't anymore. And that's when something interesting can happen. Kay, I love you dearly. Please forgive me. Namaste. So the last question comes from Raymond. He does not tell me where he lives. He says, was or is the church, and he puts Catholic, a cult? Yes, by definition, it is. By definition. But for a lot of people who need to belong to something that they think is greater than themselves, it isn't. It all depends on your needs and your point of view and what you want and what you can conceive of as fulfilling your emotional needs for being secure and happy. Most people are terribly insecure in this world, and they are just not happy. I mean, we know, I'm sure you know, hundreds of people in your life who just are only happy when they are gathered together amongst people who are of the same caliber of crazy that they are. I mean, we're all crazy, don't you think? I mean, left to my human self, if I were just to do the Gregory of the pen, as I like to call it, if I were just to do him, I'd be nuttier than a fruitcake. And anybody would be. Any of us would be nutty if we just did what, you know, our egos wanted us to do. So, you know, the biggest cult is the ego and anything that pertains to it. We like all of that ritual and stuff. I hear people talk about, you know, they like a religion because of its ritual. Well, what they don't seem to understand is that's a part of the cultism. And the ritual appeals to what part of me? Oh, something greater than myself. The ego wants to be the greatest thing that ever lived, but it also wants something to follow at the same time. It's schizophrenic. So it doesn't really want this. It wants that. And then it wants that over this. And it just goes on and on and on. Most people are very confused and they don't have the kind of mental acuity to really discern what is going on when they're involved in choosing a religion. Or choosing what to believe in, or choosing what is real, or realizing what is real. They don't have any sense of realization. So was or is the church a cult? Yes, it is. It's made billions of dollars. It's worth billions of dollars. When you see these evangelists on TV and they have thousands of people, who are these people? How did it become so evangelistic, as it were? Well, people want to join a cult. They want to be a part of a bigger thing than themselves and have their devotion directed towards the minister or the preacher or whatever. They like what he's saying. They like the danger of it, the hell and damnation of it. They like the feeling of feeling guilty and then superior because they do feel guilty or ashamed or whatever. They like all that. It appeals to the human side, the darker side of us. We are natural born killers. We really are. When you look at our DNA and human history, you can hardly argue with that. So we like something that makes us feel proud that we are and ashamed at the same time. And it just never ends, the insanity of human beings. This is why the world is the way it is. And for the most part, why you will soon realize that it doesn't change with time. It doesn't get better. In fact, basically, it just gets worse. Thank you for your question, dear man. I appreciate it, Ray. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. If you have any questions on this or you want to talk about it further, just email me at greg at aspire.org. That's Greg at aspire.org. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.